Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, September 26th, 2018. On this day in 1905, Albert Einstein published his first paper on the special theory of relativity. Politicians of all parties are reacting to the activities of those calling themselves the Buchholzer Sicherheit, or Buchholzer Security, or BuS, with astonishment. They drive cars that look remarkably like police vehicles through Französisch Buchholz and purport not to be a vigilante militia, even if the organization is reminiscent of one. The association is causing a stir in Pankow. Tino Schopf of the SPD sits in the House of Representatives for the district. In principle, he finds civic engagement good, but added that he believes that actions like those of the BuS are, however, totally wrong, adding that in cases of emergencies and security, there is the number 110, and that the legal circumstances on which the BuS acts are completely unclear. Soren Ben of the Left, district mayor of Pankow, is also irritated, commenting that, quote, the simulation of a citizen's militia negates the principles of the rule of law, the separation of powers, and the state's monopoly on the use of force. That can never be a means of choice in real danger situations, and that those who want to get involved should rather join the voluntary fire brigade or the Technisches Hilfswerk, or the Federal Agency for Technical Relief. The Buchholzer Sicherheit itself assures that it is not a militia or vigilante group, in addition, adding that it is politically independent and neutral. The aim is then to, quote, reduce crime through prevention and education. Französisch Buchholz has 20,000 inhabitants and is considered to be extremely harmless. According to statistics, it is the district with the second lowest crime rate in the already quiet Pankow. The FDP delegate Florian Zweiter already got to know the BuS and explained that he believes there's nothing wrong with an association for prevention and education, but that security on the roads is nothing for private citizens. Andreas Otto of the Greens also lives in Pankow and does not believe the need in Buchholz exists for such a group, adding that he believes these are people who only want to play cops and robbers, only strengthening the feelings of insecurity. The AfD expressed its understanding on Monday that such a club would be founded, but it advises that more police officers should be hired. Carsten Voldeit, AfD spokesman for domestic affairs in the House of Representatives, stated that, quote, the monopoly on the use of force lies exclusively with the state. Police and security authorities must be strengthened. According to police reports on Tuesday, a stabbing attack took place on Monday evening on Karl Marx Straße in Neukölln after a 23-year-old man got into an argument with a 15-year-old teenager around 6:50 p.m. Witnesses reported that the 20-year-old brother of the teenager had joined the fight and first punched the 23-year-old before stabbing him in the back with a knife. Police arrested the older brother and he was released shortly thereafter. Paramedics took the seriously injured 23-year-old to a hospital. The Berliner Zeitung is reporting that attacks with knives have been making headlines for some time now, commenting that especially in areas some consider to be socioeconomically disadvantaged with educational problems and a lot of crime, for example, in parts of Neukölln, Wedding, Spandau, or Marzahn, many young people, mostly young men, carry folding knives with them. However, whether there are actually more acts with knives or whether they only attract more attention cannot be clearly seen from the statistics of the police. 5 months after the fire brigade's vigils under the motto, Berlin is burning, there are new plans for a reconstruction of the department. Interior Senator Andreas Geisel of the SPD said on Monday that employees of the volunteer fire brigade, for example, are being encouraged to switch to full-time employment. The plan, in which unions and the management of the Berlin Fire Brigade are involved, will be presented in the spring of 2019. According to Geisel, however, the personnel situation at the Berlin Fire Brigade will remain tense for the foreseeable future, as it will take 2 to 3 years before firefighters and paramedics who are now in training will be able to start to work. The Senate is also working through a list of promises. This month, 5.4 million euros have been paid out to firefighters as compensation for overtime. According to Geisel, however, only 80% of the payment can be made, citing legal hurdles as the reason. The remaining unpaid overtime hours are to be credited to the firefighters as special leave. Senator Geisel also announced that the fire brigade additional allowance of 133 euros per month would be decided by December and then paid retroactively for this year. Oliver Mertens, deputy regional chairman of the police union, welcomed the talks with the head of the fire brigade and the senator of the interior, but also pointed out that there was still a lot to be done, commenting on Monday that, quote, "We are pleased that the senator of the interior is keeping his word and that the talks in April were not a flash in the pan. In the round today, we made it clear to him that not everything had yet been implemented as we had agreed." Rising rents and unemployment are increasingly threatening the existence of people on low incomes in Berlin. Especially for single parents, it is often difficult to find an affordable place to stay if they've been unemployed for a long time and have to support several children from the unemployment benefits. Some families then end up on the street. For them, there is now a new contact point. In Landstrasse in Neukölln, a facility for homeless people was opened on Monday. The special feature of the facility is that 22 of the 200 rooms are family apartments, in which families with up to 7 people can be accommodated. Director Kai-Jörg Wimmert from the Internationaler Bund Social Welfare Agency, or IB, explained that the family rooms are actually small apartments with 2 to 3 rooms and have their own kitchen and bathroom, and that the agency wants to offer families a protected space and more privacy than the other rooms, which usually only have a small bathroom and a communal kitchen. Social Senator Elke Breitenbach of the Left also praised the new approach, stating that she believes it is important that affected children do not get the impression that they are leading a completely different life than other children, for example, because they cannot live in the same residence as both parents. In May of 2017, the IB had taken over the office from another social welfare agency and decided to expand it. According to IB regional manager Michael Pintz, instead of the previous 3 floors, the IB now offers homeless people 8 floors. They rebuilt a lot, installed a modern heating system, set up a central hot water supply, and adapted fire protection. In total, the measures amounted to 2.7 million euros. There are currently 234 people living in the facility, 203 of whom are men and only 31 women. And 7 families have already been accommodated with a total of 21 children. In the coming weeks, the occupancy rate is expected to rise to the planned capacity of 400 people. According to the IB, many of the residents will stay longer in the furnished rooms. The aim, however, is for as many people as possible to find their own new apartment as quickly as possible. The costs for the accommodation are paid by the job centers, which transfer the daily rates to the IB. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.